Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the podcast. That's the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, if you're nasty.
And I'm nasty.
The nasty boys are here today, everybody. Welcome in. I'm your host today. There's a bear here, too.
There's a nasty bear.
Mike, the Fantasy Hitman Wright, your host for the day, joined by my best friend, Jason Moore.
What's up, best friend?
Hello, best friend. J. Grizz, a.k.a. Cardboard Bear Extraordinaire, a.k.a. J. Riz. He is loving, he's loving himself. What he's seeing from the Bears, I mean the process, but he did inform us we may have to have an official nickname change.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of who?
Of the quarterback, of Bilbo Baggins.
Okay.
Because we didn't know how to say his name at first,
right? And so we thought it was Bat.
Yeah, so it was Bilbo Baggins, but then it turns out it's Baggins.
Right, and it doesn't flow,
and it doesn't sound that great. So he has been polling for Secret Baggins Man.
Secret Baggins Man.
As all names on this show need to have a fun musical soundbite, because that's how we work here. But anyways, welcome into the show. Monday, November 6th. Crazy, crazy week of football. A lot of very disappointing things, mm-hmm. and yet some very incredible things, like Josh freaking Dobbs.
Oh, man.
Destroying the supervillain.
Yes.
That is Snidely Whiplash freaking Arthur Smith. Half of no practice. It took Josh Dobbs literally nothing. Nothing. He walked in off of the he flew in, went right to the stadium,
mm-hmm.
got the call, and defeated Arthur Smith.
Keep in mind, he didn't even get the 5 days of practice with the first team. He wasn't supposed to start. The starter goes out injured, and the backup, who doesn't know this system, comes in and beats Arthur Smith down for all fantasy football managers.
Oh.
Thank you, Josh Dobbs.
Oh, you're giving him the dub?
Yeah, I mean, he got the dub.
Yes. We are all forever indebted to Joshua Dobbs for the service that he provided in week 9.
Oh.
What?
I was just thinking. I was like, oh, man, who am I going to root for this week against the Atlanta Falcons? Who am I going to root for? It's our Cardinals.
Yes.
And Kyler, let's go.
Now, are you...
For America!
Are you conflicted?
No, I'm not conflicted at all. I want a pure and utter beatdown of Arthur Smith.
You want to sacrifice the number one pick to
set it
beat
on fire.
Arthur Smith?
Set it on fire. We're not going to get the number one pick with Kyler.
Probably not. But anyways, follow us on the social medias, Instagram.com/fantasyfootballers. The social team is always hard at work putting up incredible content out there. And over on Twitter/X, at the FF Ballers, you can follow Jason at JasonFFL. I am at FF Hitman, and Andy is at Andy Holloway. Jason.
Yes.
Are you feeling sophisticated?
So sophisticated.
We will start with CJ Woud.
Oh, CJ Proud.
Tank Delicious.
Tank Del, yeah, man.
Or what about Taysom? Hell yeah, man.
Ramondre Stevenson. Go forever.
Oh, we have a late-breaking addition. Cleveland WEST.
And Dalton Kincaid.
But it wasn't all great. Travis P.U. Smelsies.
Pooper Cup.
Oh, no. Devin Dingleberry is back.
Dookie Metcalf.
Tony Poulard.
And my personal favorite, Brett Rippin' Farts.
And, of course, Arthur Smithereens, as he was blown into a thousand smithereens. Smithereens, that's a good word. I don't think I've said the phrase blown into a thousand smithereens in a very long time, and I'm disappointed in myself.
What does smithereens actually mean?
They're just, it's a real small something.
Really?
No, I don't know what it actually means, but when I use it.
Small broken pieces.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Smithereens. Where did that word come from?
I'm on it.
Like,
from the Irish word smitterini, which means little bits.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to go into a soliloquy about a man named Smithers who was met an unfortunate ending.
Okay. Pretty dark.
Hey, man, I don't know what it is. But that was the puns. Thank you so much for everyone who shared them this week. Let's get into the news.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
If you missed it, the Chargers placed Darren Waller on the IR with a hamstring injury. That stinks big time. There's more bad news for the Giants coming up. The Chargers also placed Joshua Palmer on the IR with his knee injury before we got a fun game tonight. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones likely out for the year with a torn ACL. Sorry, they got to confirm with the MRI. Tyrod Taylor's out on IR, which leaves Tommy, not Danny DeVito, and Matt Barkley is on the practice squad. If you saw the Daniel Jones sequence of events, it was a big time bummer. He was trying to evade pressure as Daniel Jones has had to do very, very many times this year, and then just went down non-contact. He thought he could get up and play through it. The very next play, takes his drop back, plants, and just crumples, goes down like a sack of potatoes, and you knew that something was really wrong with Daniel at that point.
Yeah, and Tommy Danny DeVito is, man, he's not good enough. There's a couple backups playing this week that are just not good enough to be in the NFL.
Well, in his defense, he is a third stringer who is not ready yet to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. He shouldn't be starting, but right now it looks like he might have to continue starting with the injury to, you know, Tyrod Taylor's on IR with his rib injury. So right as of now, it looks like it's Danny DeVito, who, I'll tell you what, man, Daniel Jones had been terrible. But if you ever want to look at Daniel Jones like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito comes in here. You got a twin situation where it's like, man, give me Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones is the Arnold one?
Yes, for sure.
Kyle is suggesting Carson Wentz or Matt Ryan, Jay.
Carson Wentz. Well, here's the thing. The Giants are on their way.
The season is done.
The season is over.
Yes.
They've already lost so many games. They don't need to bring someone in to try to win. They need to go after that number one pick and have, you know, they're in the running now for Caleb Williams.
Sure. Yeah, it's probably in their best interest to trust the process for next year. Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert, who fractured his forearm against the Cowboys. He is expected to have surgery, miss about 4 weeks. So we're going to see IR, but it is not season ending.
Yeah, I would guess that he will go on IR. This is unfortunate news, obviously, for Dallas Goedert, for the managers, for the Eagles. However, we did see when Dallas Goedert missed games last year.
Yeah. Yep.
That is where DeVonta Smith
caught
fire.
Huge bump.
Huge bump up for DeVonta Smith.
Vikings running back Cam Akers tore his Achilles
on
Sunday. No, this is not deja vu. This is not a repeat. This is a new injury to his other leg. So he has now torn both Achilles. Unfortunate. I mean, that's the end.
That is his career.
That is the end. The reason that Joshua Dobbs became a national hero, which I am starting a GoFundMe for a parade.
Oh,
just a parade, and it's going to go from Minneapolis down to Atlanta.
Nice. It's
going to finish there.
It's going to finish at Arthur Smith's front door.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
And look, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think that the people of Atlanta will also be celebrating that once Arthur is gone.
I know for sure that, we know some Falcons fans. They absolutely hate Arthur Smith because all people hate Arthur Smith.
He is the supervillain. Like, it's been self-fulfilling prophecy of him getting himself into this situation where people on the outside are getting frustrated with him, and then he just doubles down,
mm-hmm.
and then we double down, and we're in the quadruple down portion of the back and forth. Where,
it's only going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly.
So I haven't watched any of his press conference yet from the loss. But
I have not either.
I really want to do that. There's got to be some gems of him being an ornery old know-it-all man down to people.
We're pulling the projector screen down, Jay. We're having a whole group viewing.
Get the popcorn.
Inside of the Fantasy Footballers headquarters. The reason why Josh Dobbs is playing is because Jaren Hall left with a concussion, as did KJ Osborne. Both were brutal hits. KJ Osborne was out cold for a bit, but seemed to be okay-ish. I mean, he has a head injury, but kind of smiling, waving as he was getting carted off. Josh Downs of the Colts, he aggravated his knee injury. He had to exit early, so he will be questionable going into next week. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson was evaluated for chest and back injuries on Sunday against the Rams. He was also evaluated for a concussion towards the end of the game. This guy, I mean, he cannot stay healthy.
No, that's been his biggest issue, is staying healthy. Although, I don't know at this point if that's the biggest issue or if Jordan Love being his quarterback is the biggest issue.
It was weird. I mean, it was full Jekyll Hyde, because Jordan Love was atrocious in the first half and then was very good in the second half.
He was definitely much better. But on the course of the season, I feel like the sample is large enough now to, like, he's had a couple amazing plays. This season, Jordan Love has done some really good stuff. But he is so incredibly inconsistent with that, like, there's just too much. You know, when 75% of what you're doing is bad and 25% is great, like, you can't be good enough in the 25%. To make up for the majority of the time sucking.
But he was so bad in the first half and yet ended 20 of 26.
Yeah.
So that's 77% completion percentage. 228 yards, 8.8 yards per attempt. One touchdown. I mean, and then they handled the Rams. That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Studs of the Week, presented by NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV.
Real quick, I want to go back to what you said. They handled the Rams. I just want all credit to be given to Brett Rippon farts, because Brett Rippon was one of the handful of guys this week that were so beyond not NFL quarterbacks that it was like, you don't need to watch this game. You can't do anything. Brett Rippon was atrocious. Clayton Tune was worse. I mean, it was a problem this weekend, which is why, we're in the studs now. The studs across all positions are just the Texans, because it wasn't a huge week for most people.
What a game. So we start at the top. C.J. Stroud, 470 passing yards. That is the rookie record. 5 touchdowns. He is currently on pace for 4,800 yards and 30 passing touchdowns. Goodness gracious, where are you with C.J. Stroud?
I'm in love. I mean, we said this super early on in the season. We talked about, like, okay, we're calling it now. It's official. He's really, really the real deal. He's good. He's going to be great. For fantasy purposes, I'm still much cooler on him than a superstar fantasy asset, because I think he's going to be a pocket passer. And obviously, you can stay in the pocket and put up 40 fantasy points like he did. I believe this is the highest fantasy game for a rookie, maybe, I mean, of all time.
Has to be.
I think it's of all time. I know it's more than anything Cam did, and Newton had some crazy great games his rookie season.
Maybe because of rushing, he might have outscored him.
Goodness. Usually, though, you're not going to throw for 470 yards and five passing touchdowns when you're in the pocket. You're gonna have a really, really solid good career from C.J. Stroud, but he's just not – he doesn't add enough on the ground to excite me for, like, him being a stud future fantasy option.
Yeah, understandable. If you didn't see the Texans game, it was unbelievable. Just a back and forth. Both teams' offenses were absolutely doing work. You had an emergency kicker from the Texans. Dare Agumbawale.
Shout out on the puns. There was Dare a boom boom Wale.
Nice. Like, I mean, we've heard that name. His name has come up in the past as like a running back who got a call up because of injuries in front of him.
Pass catching running back.
And the kicker was hurt and he had to go in and he had to kick. And he kicked a 29-yard field goal that put them
super important.
Yeah, that put them up. It put them up, and it was like, oh well, this game is done. But then the Buccaneers went all the way down the field and they scored, and there was 40 seconds left.
Yeah, so this game is done. The Bucs won,
and the Texans need a touchdown.
No timeouts.
And then Tank Dell and C.J. Stroud. It was an absolute incredible comeback. I really recommend, if you have not seen the highlights from it, go watch. It's a good time.
That might have been the game of the year. Between two teams with losing records, it was still absolutely unbelievable. And he is definitely the real deal.
So, Jay, we do have an update. In 4-point passing touchdowns, that was the highest fantasy output by a rookie quarterback, barely beating out Josh Allen.
Okay. Well, and that means in 6-point, it certainly is, because he had, you know, five passing touchdowns. So, this is the best fantasy performance in a single game for a rookie of all time. That's amazing.
Dak Prescott, 374, 3 passing touchdowns. Some unfortunate errors at the end of the game. So, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, but they played great. The Eagles ended up taking the victory. But Dak has now finished as the QB1, the QB3. He is currently the QB2, and I will be so bold to say the farthest he will fall after tonight would be quarterback 3.
You don't think Zach Wilson?
I don't.
Can push him out?
I don't. I'm sorry, Zach. So he's been absolutely incredible. It was Andy's start of the week. My second half sleeper. He gets to play the Giants, the Panthers, the Manders, Seattle, Philadelphia. Mm. That is the stretch run here.
Delicious.
For Dak Prescott, who they are heating up. He and CeeDee Lamb are doing incredible things. Jalen Hurts.
He's just every week.
It's so ridiculous.
I don't understand how he's so good for fantasy. I'm thoroughly – this is going to sound so weird. He was my guy last year.
Right.
I've got him in all my important leagues. He's like the centerpiece for me, and I love the man, like the human. He's such an awesome dude. And I love him as a football player. I say all that to set up to say, like, I've been watching this year and been so thoroughly unimpressed. Like, I'm watching, I'm like, it just doesn't seem like he's doing anything special. You watch Josh Allen, it's like, whoa. You watch Mahomes, you're like, how did he do? He's just like, let me toss it up here.
He's just lunchboxing, man.
Yes, he's just but every single week, here, going back from week 2 on, here's his fantasy finishes at quarterback. 4-9-6-3-2-5-5-3. He's basically a not just a quarterback 1, but a top half quarterback 1 every single week, no matter what. And this was against Dallas defense, which is great.
And an injury scare.
Oh, man. An injury. I was ready to just.
You barely even knew what was happening, and you're in our Slack just giving up on fantasy football, giving up on life.
I can't lose, my man.
But then he was fine.
Well, to be fair, it was right before the half, so we just didn't know. It was
Yeah. Josh Dobbs, 158 and 2, 20 of 30. He did have 66 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown as well, which that's exactly what you – I mean, he was playing backyard ball.
Yeah,
I mean,
he didn't know.
He doesn't know the plays. He's asking the guys, and he doesn't even know anyone's name. More and more just kept coming out about how unprepared Joshua Dobbs was to play in a football game, a professional football game. And he went out there and he beat the tar out of Arthur Smith. It was great.
Awesome.
Next week he gets the Saints. I don't think it's going to go as well.
No.
For Dobbs.
And nobody was playing Dobbs because
he wasn't a starter.
And I don't anticipate that you should be playing Dobbs.
No, but the good news is I think we saw enough life. Like, TJ Hawkinson is going to be fine. I mean, he was still getting the regular TJ Hawkinson treatment. And I think that Addison will be okay. It's definitely a tear down. It's not the Kirk Cousins Addison you had, but we had the questions of is Addison eliminated? Like, that was the fear for Puka and Cooper Kupp. Yesterday, they were eliminated. They were gone for fantasy football because Brett Rippin Farts was just not able to get them the ball. There's targets going around.
Oh, yeah.
They were just not.
Yeah, Puka and Cooper Kupp super involved in a fake way.
Yes, so that's going to be very sketchy moving forward. But the point being, I think Addison over the course will be okay. We do have the Justin Jefferson variable of is he coming back? When's he coming back? I don't think anyone has real information on that just yet. Josh Allen continues to be a stallion, and Joe Burrow, 348 and 2 against Buffalo. Like, it was just it's great continuation of Joe Burrow is back.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of his own scare in this one. I mean, he had a hurt fingy, which was very bloody, and then it was heat or ice. They were doing something to the calf that he'd hurt at training camp, but it was No. Please, but he was fine.
Please don't revert to early season injured Joe Burrow, because that was not fun. I really enjoy the Bengals being great. This is 4 wins in a row now, and this is 2 big wins in a row. The San Francisco 49ers, the Buffalo Bills. That's saying, okay, you all counted us out. I counted them out, and the window is open.
They are back. Before we get into the running backs, just going to take a quick break. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. It's no secret we get deep on football here to the point where, yeah, maybe I might lose track of a few other things. Like subscriptions. I mean, do you know how many you've got right now? Probably not, but our sponsor, Rocket Money, can help. I've been a longtime user of Rocket Money. I love it. I get pop-ups all the time checking in on my finances. Things like subscriptions, like, hey, you should probably go through your subscriptions and just make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I go and I check and I review every single time. And sometimes, every once in a while, boom, there's a subscription that I forgot about that I don't use anymore. Thank you, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/footballers. That's rocketmoney.com/footballers. rocketmoney.com/footballers. We are back with the running back studs. Jay, you almost played him. You declared you almost played him.
I liked him. I liked him as a play this week.
Rashad White, keep targeting the Houston Texans with running backs. It worked out. 20 for 73. I mean,
it's not very efficient.
But 20 carries and 2 rushing touchdowns and 4 receptions. He is the running back 15 on the year. Gets to take on the Tennessee Titans in San Francisco next. We'll see.
Do you trade high?
I don't know, man.
I think
There are so few running backs that actually get the volume that can get 20 carries and 4 targets.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's a good asset for fantasy. It's just a matter of can you capitalize and get more from him off of a number one overall performance, 3 good weeks in a row, people being needy for him, you know. I would see if I could try to trade up to someone that I think is just better, you know?
Fair. Josh Jacobs, he looked pretty good after the house clearing that ownership went with. 26 for 98, 2 rushing touchdowns. But 0 targets. We don't like to see that. Did he really have no targets?
He had no targets. The thing is this is 2 games with Aiden O'Connell. And in the previous one, he had a ton of targets. So this doesn't make me afraid of like, oh, no, the new quarterback is going to not target Josh Jacobs. This was also, you got to keep in mind, a one-sided, just complete beatdown of the hapless Danny DeVito-led Giants. So they didn't need to throw. They didn't need to do much. They just kept running the ball. That's why he had 26 carries. He looked good, and man, is that Raiders locker room.
You talk about the video, the Stogies.
Oh, my goodness.
The Stogies were sparked up. These guys were celebrating like they just made it into the playoffs.
Yeah, or won
this
the Super
was their
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Like, it was. They're so happy.
Game one, without the former crew, got the victory. Ramondre Stevenson, the plan continues to work.
Yeah, he's the running back 9 over the last month. That's where, you know, we said trade for him at that point, and yep. he's been pretty good. Obviously, he was Ramondre Steven Sucks last week, but he was very, very good this week. Had a 64-yard run. Fast as I've seen him look.
6 targets. That's fantastic. Gus Edwards.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. What indeed.
If you faced Gus Edwards this week, I am so sorry because it was ridiculous. He had 5 carries.
He
had no targets. He had 5 carries. He had 5 opportunities in this game.
He barely played. He barely played in this game. Gus Edwards didn't hit 20% of snaps. He was in a few times, touched the ball 5 times, and is the running back 6 on the week because multiple touchdowns will do that. He also had a 42-yard run.
Yep.
It's funny because his teammate, Keaton Mitchell, rookie sensation maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Had 138 rushing yards, was excellent. Neither one of them played. This was the Justice Hill show. He was in for the vast majority of snaps.
Yeah, we got Justice Hill. This is a tweet from J.J. Zacharyson. Justice Hill, 48 snaps. Gus Edwards, 14. Keaton Mitchell, 13.
Right, but Justice Hill, worthless for fantasy. The other two, superstars.
Oh, unbelievable. Alexander Mattison, I mean, he came through for fantasy, 2 for 49 and a touchdown through the air. He still does not have a rushing touchdown. The schedule, it's the same as Dobbs, but we get Saints, and then we get Denver and Chicago, and Cam Akers is no longer an active Minnesota Viking. It will go back to Mattison and Ty Chandler, a.k.a. it will probably go back to Alexander Mattison being a workhorse. It's not the offense that you want a workhorse on. I mean, kind of like Rashad White.
Uh-huh.
But, again, not many running backs get a bunch of touches, and he's going to get a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go back to what we saw where he, you know, there's 73%, 76%, 80% of snaps, 79% of snaps. He's going to be, an opportunity volume play on a weekly basis. If there's a good matchup, you play him. If there's a bad matchup, you still might have to play him.
Yeah. Aaron Jones, are we back? Maybe. 57% of the snaps, 20 carries, 73 yards, and a rushing touchdown, and 6 targets. Maybe we're back.
I would say we are back. His utilization looked like pre-injury utilization, he didn't appear slow or limited in any way. So I'm going to say we're back, but we're definitely back with this next player.
Yes, Jonathan Taylor.
It finally happened.
18 for 47. That's not that great, but then we had 5 for 22 and a score through the air. 60% of the snaps. Moss, 23%. Just 7 opportunities for Zach Moss. Has the invincibility superstar ran off.
Yeah, it was actually Jonathan Taylor was actually up to 74%.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of the snaps.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, whatever they're saying, whatever, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. What happened last week? I refuse to believe them because they were giving him basically 70%+ of snaps last week, and he was dominating. Something happened.
Are you saying about the
in that second half?
The hit in the legs, gets up, starts doing, as he said, toe lifts.
Right.
Just right in the middle of the football game, like, you know, my calves, I got to get a pump.
I got to get a workout in.
My calves are looking a little small in the pants right now.
Right.
I got to pump them up.
Well, just like he's done his whole career. While playing football games, he always does that. Wait, no, he's never, ever, ever done that. So I think something happened at the end of the previous game that made them just limit his utilization the rest of that game, and that's why we saw Moss. Moss was 23% of snaps, and at this point going forward, it should be the Jonathan Taylor show.
Joe Mixon had himself a nice fantasy day. We're back at that. He is a workhorse for a high-powered offense. Granted, his touchdown, they were doing everything they could to get Joe Burrow a passing touchdown, and unfortunately, Jamar Chase dropped an easy one. If you have Jamar, fortunate for you if you have Joe Mixon. And, of course, Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, we already talked about those guys.
T. Higgins had.
Oh, T, yeah.
He should have had a touchdown. And just
right.
Stepped out of bounds
a
little bit.
We'll talk about him in just a moment. But Tank Dell, Noah Brown, Nico Collins. Man, Nico had that early touchdown, and I felt like I did it. I nailed it. Got the Nico start of the week. I am a wizard. And I had the wrong Houston Texan.
Yes,
it worked out.
You had the third best Houston Texan, who, keep in mind, is a wide receiver one right now on the week.
Right.
3 wide receivers as wide receiver ones. CJ Stroud was just on fire.
He was incredible. Tank Dell, 11 targets, 6 for 114. Noah Brown, and a shout-out to the Borgogan. And Matthew Betts working the DFS pass. Noah Brown was listed this week as a dart throw. Hope you threw that dart into some tourneys.
Kyle even told me when I was talking of the our lineups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned, he was like, "Hey, Noah Brown's good start this week." I was like,
"He said, shut up, Kyle.
Shut up, Kyle.
I'll let me do what I want.
Know your place. Shut your mouth."
But
he did know what he was talking about.
CeeDee Lamb. Holy crap, man. 16 targets, 11 for 191. We didn't get a touchdown, unfortunately.
Yeah, but he looks unstoppable right now.
But now we are the last three games, I mean, very much coincides with Dak's ascension. But 3 weeks ago, it was 7 for 117, 12 for 158, 11 for 191. Are we getting 200 yards next week, Jason?
It's been ascending. I do not think so, because I don't think you're going to need to throw the ball a ton against the New York Giants.
Well, that's lame.
Yeah, you just hope for an early touchdown. But do you remember when earlier we were talking about how nice Dak's upcoming schedule was?
Yeah.
Same schedule.
Oh, for CD?
For CD. He has the same one.
That's good. I thought they might have conflicting schedules.
Yeah, so that's real helpful.
Amari Cooper. Deshaun Watson was back-ish. And it turned into a great day for Amari Cooper. 5 for 30, 139, and a touchdown.
One touchdown.
one touchdown that we were trying to figure out. This should not be allowed.
It should not be allowed. The refs should have thrown a flag on that play and said,
no.
Illegal, stupid, that we need to replay that down. It should not count. If you have not seen this touchdown, it shouldn't count. It's not fair. Deshaun Watson throws a terrible ball into the helmet of his own player. Just awful pass.
Are we sure this wasn't an intentional trick shot? Like the Michael Jordan McDonald's commercials.
Yeah, over the off the helmet.
Yeah.
20 feet in the air.
Nothing but Cooper.
Yeah. So he threw the ball at his own player's helmet. It ricocheted off, flew to the end zone, and landed in Amari Cooper's hands.
And it counts. Stephon Diggs, 6 for 86 and 1, got the late touchdown last night. Chilling at the wide receiver 3 on the season. Deontay.
That was awful.
What's that?
That touchdown was awful.
What?
For us, Mike.
Oh.
For our champ team. And we lost to Kyle, which we were beating him the whole time. The only thing that could not happen for us to lose is a Diggs touchdown because he had the stack.
I will tell you after tonight if it's terrible, because the most important league is still league of record currently, and I needed that touchdown real bad.
Okay.
Real bad. If Herbert goes off tonight and I lose that one and in Dino Jr., then I will join you and say it was real stupid.
Okay.
Deontay Johnson, incredible game. A.J. Brown is just nonstop now, 7 for 66 and a touchdown. Devontae Smith.
Oh, the streak is over.
Which streak?
No more 125-yard games for A.J.
Oh, Brown. Yeah. But, I mean, he's still dominant.
What a loser.
They're heading into the bye week. Devontae Smith, if I could get him on my roster right now, I would really be trying to do that.
Yeah, and on a bye week, a lot of times you can get someone for cheaper.
T. Higgins, Andy's start of the week. He was back 8 for 110. Should have had a touchdown, but he did not. But T. Higgins is back. He gets Houston, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Jahan Dotson. Is Jahan Dotson back? This is a redemption tour for a lot of players.
Yeah,
right now.
No, I think so.
Is it possible?
Yeah, because
as long as
the last three games, you know,
as long as Samuel was out.
It happened before Samuel was out. The last three games, 8 targets, 10 targets, 8 targets. That's incredible utilization. So whatever happened, you know, he had one target the week prior to that. They are involving him more, and I don't think we ever thought Jahan Dotson isn't a good football player.
Correct.
So it's just a matter of why aren't you using him? Now they're using him. Their defense is willfully worse. They traded away some of their defensive line. They are now actively playing for the future. So I think that, yeah, they're going to try to make sure that the young guys on this team are built up for success for the future. I'm absolutely back. The last three games right now, he's on pace for 1,200 yards, 147 targets, like, you know, basically what we hoped coming into the season.
NBA Jam Rules has him heating up, and he gets to take on the Seahawks next week. So he might be on fire by the end of that. Chris Olave.
We did it.
Hey.
We did it.
Hey, 8 targets. I mean, 6 for 46 and 1. Probably
the touchdown.
He got the touchdown. I'm sure he had a crap ton of air yards that he didn't convert because this is what happens. But we got the touchdown. Gets Minnesota next week, then a bye week, then Atlanta. Let's get rolling. Derek Carr, Chris Olave, let's get rolling. At the tight end position, the doctor.
Oh, man.
Perhaps last week against Carolina was simply a blip because we had 11 targets, 10 for 130 and a touchdown. that will not be prescriptive, that level of usage. But
it kind of is.
Well, I'm saying the 11 targets because they were in a shootout.
Right.
But him being a featured target.
I mean, week five, he had 10 targets, 7 targets week six. Then they had their bye week. He is an integral part of this offense, and it was nice to see. Obviously, the shootout thing is true, but it was nice to see with Tank Dell back that he can still coexist. I mean, obviously, yep, that 130 yards and a touchdown for a tight end is incredible.
Even the down week against Carolina, it was at 21% of the targets. So over the past month of games for them, he has seen 28% of C.J. Stroud's targets. You know, I was a big doubter that it would keep going, but at this point, you have to be bought in.
You've got to be bought in. Let me ask you, because I think that these two players are similar archetypes. One is a replacement of the other. But Dalton Schultz versus Jake Ferguson, his replacement in Dallas,
right,
who has looked like him and Dak are starting to connect more and more. He's becoming a really important target. I mean, he had 10 targets last night, 7 for 91 and a touchdown, a great game for him. He's super involved around the red zone. Which player would you rather have going forward?
I'd rather have Ferguson.
Okay. I think I would as well.
It's still there. The Cowboys schedule, I think they're going to keep putting up points through the air. Cole Kmet?
Dude, he was awesome.
The secret agent man loves Cole Kmet.
But, I mean, there was one of his touchdowns.
Just that, head topped.
I mean, he just outmanned that other guy on a pass that shouldn't have been thrown and said, "I'll take this touchdown." And I really enjoy his little baseball celebration, his little home run.
You like that one?
I like it. I like that he's got a
thing. Kyle, you probably remember. Someone else used to do that. I'm sure plenty of people. There was a Kyle, look into this. Someone else had the touchdown celebration of the home run swing. That was a prominent fantasy player. Kate Otten, 6 for 72. Oh, J.J. Watt used to do it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Kate Otten had himself a great game. Will it continue? I don't know. Jake Ferguson. We got Fergalicious, baby. 7 for 91 with a touchdown. 10 targets. The connection between him and Dak is, it's starting to lock in.
Yeah, I mean, he's the number two weapon in this offense, and that's clear now.
Right.
You know, it's not Gallup. Yep. It's not Brandon Cooks. It's Jake Ferguson. It's just like what we saw from Dalton Schultz last year. So if they're going to have to pass, then I think Jake Ferguson should have good games.
The Schoon Man almost had a touchdown, Jay. I don't know if you saw that play. Yeah.
I mean, they were inches away from lots more points, yes, were the Cowboys.
Alfred Morris, thank you. Thank you, Al. That is exactly who I was trying to remember. It was Alfred Morris, running back for the Manders. That was his go-to. You know, freaking waiver wire superstar.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great time. Jonnu Smith, 5 for 100 and a touchdown. And he also had a carry because Arthur Smith got to the goal line and says, you know what I need to do? A jet sweep with Jonnu.
Yeah. It's the perfect play design to sit down in the week while you're prepping for the week and go, how can I anger these fantasy football managers? I got it.
There is
a rushing touchdown, so you can't get points for Taylor Heinicke. A rushing touchdown to Jonnu Smith, the player who angers people the most.
I cannot be convinced otherwise. That play was fully intentional.
Oh, yeah.
Fully intentional. Fully intentional that this is – he knows that when he's designing this play up, that fantasy people are going to get big mad.
I 100% agree with that.
It didn't work.
You lost. Yeah.
Okay. We're really angry at him today. Taysom Hill. Look, man, the Andy star of the week. He had himself a very fine week. But Taysom Hill, 4 for 13 and a touchdown. That was in the receiving game. 11 for 52. Wait, didn't he? I thought he threw a touchdown. No, I thought he threw one to Juwan.
He got points from every possible way. He was a tight end as a receiver. He was a quarterback in this game, and he was a running back in this game. I saw someone submit for Monday Punday, I'll take some points from here. I'll taste some points from there. I'll taste some points from everywhere.
That's a good one.
Yeah, very well done.
And then Juwan Johnson sneaks in because he got a touchdown. Just good to see him back on the field. Mark Andrews, it was ho-hum, but it's 9 for 80. I mean, he's still Mark Andrews. Dalton Kincaid, Jason started the week 10 for 81. He looks...
Cincinnati.
He looks like he's going to be in a very good spot moving forward.
He does. Cincinnati is one of those matchups, though, that you desperately want to target. They are schedule adjusted the worst against tight ends. Two of the other worst, most the teams you want to target are the Denver Broncos and, surprisingly, the New York Jets. Those are great targets for tight ends. Will you kindly read me Dalton Kincaid's upcoming schedule?
Dalton Kincaid plays the Denver Broncos, the New York Jets.
Oh, fantastic.
And the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, keep rolling him out there right now. And those games are guaranteed to have him on the field because Dawson Knox can't come back from IR yet. So Kincaid is an awesome play going forward.
So I'm realizing we made it through the wide receiver part of this duds. Now, are we saying that Gabe Davis just does not have big boy pants anymore?
I feel like, personally, we're still
I was thinking about how good Dalton Kincaid had done, and then I was thinking of
how bad.
Yes. So, no, we will dunk on him in just a moment, everybody. Luke Musgrave. Freaking Jason.
Yeah,
Jason played Luke Musgrave in our fantasy faceoff, and I may have had some words for him in the morning, making fun of him, and I looked really good for the majority of the game. And then Luke scores his first touchdown ever.
Yeah, 3 for 51 and a touchdown. Tight ends are one of those, you target certain matchups. The Rams are one of those. Hunter Henry had a touchdown. David Njoku had a touchdown.
Yeah, Alvin the Chipmunk. Started Luke Musgrave against me, and it was
successful. I won this week.
Yeah, you did.
I dominated you by
like half
0 point something.
But I got second, so I'm not in trouble. That's Hunter true. Henry, David, and Njoku also scored touchdowns this week, moving them into the studs. Thanks again to our sponsor, NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV. With NFL Sunday Ticket, it's never been easier to keep up with all your fantasy players. Watch the rest of the NFL season for half the price at $174 when bundled with YouTube TV. Sign up at youtube.com/fantasyfootballers. Terms and embargoes apply. No refunds. All right, let's get into the Gabe Davis section of the show.
Pooped in his big boy pants.
We're back here with Lamar Jackson, who had a very good game.
Oh, yeah. Dominated the Seahawks, ran like a gazelle, had some great rushing attempts, 60 rushing yards. That usually gives you a good enough baseline to have a great game, especially when you put up 37 points against Seattle. But it was all rushing. It was all rushing.
Yeah.
Touchdowns for Gus had two. The rookie had one. So it was just – and we've seen this a couple times now. Obviously, when Gus had three rushing touchdowns last week, that's two really, really bad weeks in a row from Lamar that for fantasy where he played excellent.
Yes.
It's frustrating. What do you do?
It is. You just keep playing Lamar. It's very similar. Let me ask you about this guy. So Tua, rough game against Kansas City. Kansas City is a great defense. They are a great team. Only 193 passing yards, one passing touchdown. Tua, we were just talking about quarterbacks, and to me, Tua was in that list of these are the guys I don't care about the matchup. Mm-hmm. I'm locking them in because the ceiling for Tua is the number one overall quarterback.
Yeah.
But we've now seen when the Dolphins are playing good teams are figuring out how to shut down the passing attack. Are you still in with Tua being he's on a bye week, so there's nothing for that. But then it's the Raiders. But then it's on the road against the Jets. Are you still leaving Tua in that must-start category?
Yeah, I'm definitely leaving Tua in the must-start category. He's going to be in my lineup if he's on my team because you're not going to have him with someone better than him. I'm not going to – he's not in the category where I'm playing someone off of waivers in a good matchup.
Well, but I'm saying, like, what if you had Dak?
Oh, well, Dak – yeah, I mean, Dak is in that situation right now for me too.
And a locked-in starter?
Yeah, if you had both of those guys, then I'd be playing matchups in a situation like that. I think that's probably rare, but Dak could have been on waivers, so yeah. that's a fair counterpoint.
Geno Smith.
I mean, the Seahawks were dominated. The Seahawks – I mean, this was a battle of – two first-place teams in their division, and the AFC said, boy, get out of here. NFC, you suck.
I mean,
Geno's been...
It did the clock strike midnight for Geno Smith?
Is he a pumpkin?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I'm planning on starting him this next week. I've got Jalen Hurts on bye. The matchup against Washington looks
all right, yeah, we'll go one more. We'll go one more go here with Geno Smith, but yeah. It has been very frustrating for all Seahawks for fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, since week three, he hasn't scored 15 fantasy points as a quarterback. That's awful.
Yeah, you got to play him against Washington. Alvin Kamara, what? How does Alvin, the way that he's being utilized, how does he possibly end up in this list? But against Chicago,
yeah.
9 for 26. 4 for 44 through the air. The other running backs, and Taysom Hill is not officially running back, but they got worked in. I think Kendre Miller got banged up. I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what happened, so maybe we'll report on that later. Hey, look, it's two Seahawks. Kenneth Walker the third. Pun was submitted. Can you guess what it was, Jason?
I saw a lot of them.
Well, I'm saying if you say the full name Kenneth Walker the third. Had a bad game, you would say Kenneth Walker
the turd.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Just making sure we're simpatico here. And Zach Charbonnet, who outsnapped Walker yet again, but neither of these players really got any sort of workload. The Seahawks got their butts whooped, so hopefully that was just a product of them getting their butts whooped.
Yeah, some of the worries about what Kenneth Walker could lose with Charbonnet in the beginning of the season appear to be happening now. And it's interesting because if you watched Pete Carroll's press conference after last week, and he was gushing over Charbonnet, what he talked about was he didn't realize how much they missed Charbonnet until he missed that game in week 7. And so it was like he likes what he brings to the table, and now all of a sudden you've got him with more snaps 2 weeks in a row. And while I don't think you could play Charbonnet on his own yet, it does hurt Kenneth Walker. He's losing touches.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson, 11 for 51, 2 for 8 through the air, had the fumble. Arthur Smith, seeing Bijan fumble, was probably the happiest moment of his season because then he got to bench him. Tony Pollard. Oh, man. Tony Pollard, 12 for 51, 5 targets, but only 3 for 12. He did have a goal line touchdown that was called back. Speculation on whether or not the penalty was the correct call or not, but it still took it away, and Tony Pollard has now gone a tweet from Ian Harditz, an NFL high 136 consecutive touches without a touchdown.
Yeah, and
ridiculous.
I mean, it's his floor is not what you think it should be.
Correct.
As the, you know, he's, when you tell me he's playing 77% of the snaps, he's getting the opportunities for a good offense, his floor has to be higher than what it's been. But if you actually look, 7 fantasy points, 6 fantasy points, 14 before the bye, 6.4 fantasy points, 7.5 fantasy points. This is 5 weeks in a row where he hasn't hit 8 fantasy points outside of one game. I mean, I don't know what you do. I know you guys have stayed bullish on him. I've been worried about him. The matchups coming up appear much, much, much better. So maybe you see him as a trade low candidate at this point, because I don't think it's getting any worse. And the Giants and Carolina and Washington, the next 3 matchups coming up, are all teams you should be able to run on. You should have a big lead in. So, you know, but it is worrisome, and it's been like, if you've got Pollard, you've been losing games because of Pollard.
I have a league where I have Lamar, Bijan, and Tony Pollard. I didn't win this week, But so let me flip that conversation back then, because, yes, Andy and I have remained bullish on Tony Pollard, believing it's going to get better. I believe that you have remained the most bullish on Bijan, that it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Another game of disappointing output for Bijan Robinson. Where are you in terms of that? Like, do you still believe of the ceiling, or do you just think that he's a safe-ish player? How do you view him rest of season?
I view him as he's been so far this season, which is he doesn't have a rock star ceiling, a top five running back ceiling. But, you know, if you look, you know, at his just fantasy points, he's got a game of 17, of 19, of 16. His disappointing games recently, 10.8, 10.5, 12.2, that's still fine. It's not what you hoped when you were drafting him in the first round. But I do think that his floor is higher. This was his worst game of the season. But he
aside
also
from headache gate.
Right. I mean, yes, a couple weeks ago when he unexpectedly was ill and it wasn't reported and he didn't play in the game, that was his worst game of the season. But that's, you know, you can't blame him for that. This was his actual worst game while he played. He lost a fumble, and I think that played a big part. Obviously, you lose fantasy points and you lose the opportunity to score on that drive, yada, yada.
Yeah. Pollard and Bijan, I think, are going to be very interesting of the – like, Bijan is a great player. I think Tony Pollard's a great player, too. But Bijan is electric, has a coach who won't give him opportunities. So you have, like, a regression type of a thing where there's a world where he gets more work. And Tony Pollard, like, he's already getting the work. And then there's the regression world where just the touchdowns start coming back to him because Dallas is putting up a whole bunch of points. They happen to be coming through the passing game. So watching those two in particular, I think, is going to be fascinating. DeAndre Swift had a down game, 18 for 43. It was against Dallas. I'm just going to move on from that. Zach Moss, we discussed it a little bit, but are you starting Zach Moss next week?
No way. Okay. No way. He got 21% of the snaps. He is now the backup to a superstar. I think you've got to view him as an insurance back at this point. We were waiting for this to happen.
Yes.
And we thought it was going to happen last week. That was like the trajectory. And then the second half weirdness of what happened last week made us believe, oh, maybe it's just going to be 50% the rest of the week.
We just had a little recalculating. We took an early turn, and the GPS is like, no, you weren't supposed to do that.
U-turn, go back. So I think he's obviously a wonderfully valuable insurance running back. If something happens to Jonathan Taylor, we already know he's going to be awesome, but he's not in a timeshare.
Isaiah Pacheco, 16 for 66. I traded for Pacheco, so of course the first game I get from him is the first game he hasn't caught a pass all year.
Fantastic.
Pretty sweet.
Enjoy his bye week.
Yep, I will. James Cook. Yeah. 55% of the snaps. I'm not going to hit the button because Latavius said 45, and the dump truck is on his way. Top 24 in only 4 of 9 games for James Cook. He's just not getting enough work. He's not getting valuable touches.
The running back room, the running back totals for the Buffalo Bills has stayed the same this year as it has been during the Josh Allen tenure, which is not very valuable. And so if you're splitting up, you want the passing game here. I think that they as a team want to change. They just can't. They just don't know how. It's not right. In Josh Allen's blood.
Both the Rams running backs had a down game. Darrell Henderson was 10 for 19.
Yeah, Brett ripping farts, man. But, I mean, if Matthew Stafford is –
So are you – is Henderson a – almost a full bench?
He is a must bench until Matthew Stafford is back. Okay. Like I am benching everybody. I'll bench Cooper Kupp for a middling asset. Brett Rippin farts was so unbelievably bad. There was just nothing. You couldn't. It would be like if I played quarterback. You can't play Cooper Kupp if I'm out there playing quarterback.
I would bench Cooper Kupp if you were the starting quarterback for the Rams. Just letting you know. Exactly, I would do that.
And I'd be ripping farts, too.
Speaking of farts, Devin Singletary. Come on, man. How do the Texans put up that performance? And Devin Singletary is on the field for 75% of the snaps, and the guy does absolutely nothing. Yeah. That one felt really bad.
75% of the snaps, 93% of the running back rush attempts, 50% of the running back targets. It is exactly the type of game you dream of, that he's all alone and he's going to get all the opportunity. And he just wasn't very good.
Ja'Marr Chase, 4 for 41. He still had 8 targets and a dropped, egregiously dropped touchdown.
Jason.
Oh, no.
Jason, how's my voice?
You sound old, Adam.
I played the Colts and I couldn't do anything.
Why not?
Because I'm old.
So is this the second
half? I'm so old.
Is this the second half of the season?
I'm tired, Jason. Oh,
you're so tired.
Just let me sleep.
You're so tired, buddy.
Oh.
How are you going to do against
it's
Chicago?
It's the end. I see it.
That's two downish games for Adam Thielen.
I don't consider last week a down. I mean, down for the fire he was on, but he had 8 receptions for 72 yards last week.
Where's your concern level?
Because I don't view the previous week as an off week.
Okay.
This is one bad week, and one bad week does not change my opinion on him. I'm fully continuing to be in on Adam Thielen until it is a trend.
Okay. It should be great against Chicago next week. I mean, it should have been great against the Colts, but it didn't happen. We'll see if we have a bounce back week.
Also,
yes?
Oh, Adam?
Yes?
Your quarterback sucks. I'm sorry. You guys made a flat-out mistake.
Oh, don't say that.
You traded up, and you had the chance to take C.J. Stroud.
Don't say that.
I mean, this week was the most brutal example possible.
I did have that thought. Like, I don't want to dunk on Panthers fans, with that game, and I think Bryce Young will be a good quarterback.
I absolutely do not.
Okay, I think that he can still be a good quarterback, but at this point in the season, it definitely feels really bad.
He is real bad. He has been so bad it's blown my mind, because I feel like he wasn't a horrible college. You know, there's a reason he was taken number one, but he's been like bad reads. Like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? He's been bad throws. I thought you were supposed to be like super accurate, like just missing a guy. There was a play this last game where, I mean, he just the commentator was like, he goes, whoa, he was shocked at how bad it was. He overthrew this
drops back to pass. Whoa,
it was like an easy, you know, pass it to the flat, and he overthrew the guy by like high. No one, Wimbiama couldn't have jumped up and caught that ball.
Sweet basketball reference. Yeah. I mean, that's why me and Kyle, superstar quarterback scouts, had C.J. Stroud number one.
Oh, I did too.
Okay, well then you're in the superstar
Thank
scouts.
You.
Speaking of deleted players, Devontae Adams. Howard, like I was worried about Aiden O'Connell. Where's your worry meter now?
Aiden O'Connell looked good to me, good enough to support Devontae Adams. You brought up the fact that you can't really support two guys very easily as a rookie.
And he wasn't even throwing him the ball at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it was all Jacoby Myers. And then, again, this was a 30-6 blowout. So this wasn't a game where...
But you still had to get to the 30-6. And, I mean, he had 7 targets. 4 for 34.
I'm not.
You're still fine.
I'm not really worried about Devontae Adams. I mean, this stinks, and this is now a stretch run of, you know, very similar to Tony Pollard, where I don't think Tony Pollard is bad. That's not what I'm saying. It's just been a bad ride.
Right.
I don't think Devontae Adams is bad. It's just been a bad ride going forward. He's got the Jets next week, so it's like I don't trust Aiden O'Connell against the Jets.
That'll be a very interesting start-sit decision.
Then he's got Miami, who now has Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Then he's got the Chiefs. Okay, so I'm actually super worried. And then he's got a bye week. I'm super worried. Oh, man. I don't Like,
hey, that's why we talk through these things.
Yeah.
The Rams wide receivers, gross. The Dolphins wide receivers, including Tyreek Hill, gross. It was still 10 targets, but 8 for 62. He got shut down. Seahawks wide receivers,
Jalen Waddle,
gross.
We talked about it last week about no one gets injured and leaves the game and comes back more than Jalen Waddle, but he set his own record for the amount of times that he had to leave with injury, and he's back.
Yeah.
It was like 10 times.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy is looking on just so proud of what Jalen Waddle is accomplishing right now. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett both stunk. I think JSN led the wide receiver room.
I mean, leading the wide receiver room for a game like that is worthless.
But I'm just saying, like, this is
the Ravens in Baltimore is a tough place to play, and they just took their lunch money. They just wiped the floor with them.
Zay Flowers, one target, one catch for 11 yards. Again, I mean, you have Gus Edwards and Keaton Mitchell running all over the Seahawks, but Zay Flowers he's not a must-start type of a player, and we started hot, and now we're cooling off, and it's disappointing. More Zay Flowers?
Since week two, which is, you know, almost the entire season, he's scored 10 fantasy points once.
Yeah. It's
that's someone that you really can't start. Yeah. I don't think he's like a must start. I think it's like
you can't even
don't start.
Yeah, we could be there. Speaking of
the trap that was laid by Gabe Davis. I mean, he is the trap, man. He is the trap.
This was whatever.
Was Andy talking about that with Gabe Davis, like laying the
I think
the
that
foliage
was,
over the
yes.
over the
this was
home.
This was the trap. After last week, whatever your imagination of like that's the thing you want the most in life. That's what Gabe Davis miraged us all into.
12 targets last week. 12 targets. And now in a game where you're behind and playing catch up, it was the game script was perfect.
Yeah.
The matchup, perfect.
Yeah.
The opportunity, right there. 2 targets. Josh Allen threw the ball so much. Gabe Davis just disappeared. What happened?
He gave everyone a big fat zero is what happened.
We started Gabe Davis over Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
We talked about it beforehand. We're like, which way? And if we go the other way, we win.
Yeah.
But we lost.
Feels bad, man. Feels bad. Chris Godwin, 2 for 16.
I mean, I'm super mad at Gabe Davis. Like, I am super mad at him right now. I'm just sick of it. Because I've got him everywhere, and I was really loving the ride. I mean, he was consistent. He had a touchdown in like 4 straight games. I'm super mad at you, Gabe.
Well, get
targets.
Can't wait to discuss with you if you should start him next week against the Broncos.
Yeah, I will. I will start him next week. You want to know why? Because you probably shouldn't, which means you do.
Ooh. Yeah. But what if he knows that you shouldn't?
I just so mad at you.
DJ Moore, it was against the Saints with Secret Agent Man, 3 for 44. It's just, this is what's going to happen. And then, of course, the incredible 3 for 14 for Travis Kelce. I mean, the Gabe Davis thing is pretty mind-blowing off of the week that he had. But Travis Kelce going 3 for 14 makes no sense.
Yeah, it was
no sense.
It was weird.
And how does this happen?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I want to say everyone has down games, but Kelce really doesn't. But this is kind of 2
3
weeks.
For 14. How does this happen?
Yeah. I mean, it's very unfortunate. Now he goes on a bye week. So far, I want to see the gap between Kelce and Mark Andrews. So it looks like Kelce is at 111 fantasy points on the season. Mark Andrews is at 104. So they are right next to each other.
So you have to go back to 2021, week 18 against the Denver Broncos to find a target share as putrid as he got this week. Like, that's how far back you have to go. How many games?
Crazy.
But hopefully you were able to pull out a win without Travis Kelce doing normal stuff. That is going to do it for today's episode. Tomorrow we will be talking about the waivers. Do you need anything from today's or tonight's game, Jay? Are you done?
I'm done. I need 10 points combined from Eckler and Breece Hall.
Okay. All right.
I needed 10 points combined from Eckler, Breece Hall, and Gabe Davis.
And you still
need? And I still need 10 points combined from Breece Hall and Austin Eckler.
Well, I need Justin Herbert to just be okay tonight and not be great.
Okay.
Or I'll be sad. That's going to do it. We'll see you all tomorrow. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.